Present Kenneth Williams, Derek Nimmo, Clement Freud, and Sheila Hancock in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you. Thank you very much, and welcome once again to Just a Minute. And as you just heard, we welcome back Sheila Hancock, who was so successful when she represented the ladies in our show before. The three men are just the same, so I won't mention their names again, and the rules are just the same. I'm going to ask each one of our contestants to try and speak for just a minute on some unlikely subject without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating from the subject any way at all. With those thoughts in our mind, let us begin this particular edition with Derek Nimmo. Derek, would you try and talk for 60 seconds on bloomers? Starting now.
Well, there seem to me to be two kinds of bloomers. There's that you wear and there's that you make. I think I'll start with the latter, actually. I seem to have made rather considerable bloomer quite recently, and it happened by the merest mischance, and I was carted off to a hospital, bleeding from every nose, and confronted with an Indian doctor who said, "Tell me, please, what happened?" And I said, "Well, as a matter of fact," I said, "I was standing in a church on a plank which was leaning across a log." He said, "Would you mind repeating that?" And I said, "Well, I was on this piece of wood which..."
Clement Freud, you have challenged. Why?
Repetition.
Of what?
Would you mind repeating that?
I knew you said that, but it was such a good story. I wanted to hear the
end. I'll take it back.
No. I mean, I think "would you mind repeating that" is a repetitious phrase, but he hadn't actually repeated it. Therefore, he is not... your challenge is not justified.
What happened to him?
Well, then it's up to you to see whether you want to challenge again.
No,
therefore, I don't uphold your challenge, Clement Freud. Derek Nimmo gains a point, and he continues for 25 seconds with the subject, starting now.
And the surgeon said to me, he said, "What happened?" So I said, "Well, I was standing there, and then two monks jumped off the top of the altar onto the other end of the piece of wood." He said, "I'm so sorry, I didn't quite catch what you were saying." Well, I said, "There were these two fellows." He said, "Do you mean they were brothers?" I said, "Yes." And they jumped on the other piece of wood, and I was supposed to go up in the air and grab hold of a chandelier. Oh.
Well, as Derek Nimmo was speaking, when the whistle went, which tells us that 60 seconds is up, he gains an extra point. And also, it's interesting to note that he did actually go for the full 60 seconds on the subject. Sheila Hancock, will you begin this round? The subject is having my hair done. 60 seconds on that subject, starting now.
Well, whenever I do, it's always a disaster. I sit there under the dryer watching everybody else going out looking absolutely super, and I never do. A little gentleman asked me the story of my life, and I'm inclined to tell it. There's something about
it. Derek Nimmo, you challenge. Why?
Hesitation. She said rather than hair.
1 point to you, Derek Nimmo, and there are 46 seconds left for having my hair done, starting now.
Of course, I absolutely adore having my hair done. I had it done today, and they did in little sort of tongues. They put it all round, did in little sort of curls, and it came out very beautifully.
Sheila Hancock, you have challenged. Why?
Deviation.
Why?
Well, it's very kinky.
That's a very clever challenge, and I think this is on those occasions where I give you a bonus point for cleverness, but within the context.
So I should think.
That was Kenneth Williams speaking for the first time. A bonus point for cleverness, but I don't think it's correct within the rules of the game, so Derek Nimmo continues talking about having my hair done. 34 seconds, starting now.
Well, first of all, I'd like them to wash it, do you see. I think it's awfully nice, really, when they plunge your head into a bowl of warm water.
And Sheila Hancock, you have challenged.
Deviation from the truth.
Well, we don't know how Derek Nimmo has his hair washed.
Nobody plunges their head into a bowl of water in the hairdressers. You have sprays and things.
Not yes. In the gents.
You
only in the ladies.
Honestly. In the gents.
If that's where you have your hair done, I think you should keep quiet about it. Sheila, as you haven't been with us for a very long time, it's very debatable, but I think I will give you the benefit of the doubt and award you a point and 25 seconds for having my hair done, starting now.
Yes, well, these gentlemen in flowered blouse.
The Clement Freud you've challenged.
It's very unfair, sure. I mean, I have a stutter. It's just unkind, isn't it?
Sitting next to Derek Nimmo, you
want to say... stutter, and it was a hesitation.
And Clement Freud is challenged for the stutter. He has the subject, 1 point to him, 22 seconds for my having my hair done starting now.
With the amount of hair that I have, you may well think that I do not have to have it done as often as other people, which is completely false. Simply because there's no affluence on the top of my head, there is a very considerable growth.
Kenneth Williams, why do you challenge?
Deviation. Hair is hair. It's certainly not affluence.
What do you say, Clement Freud?
I didn't say affluence. I said affluence of hair.
I never suggested you did say affluence. I said affluence. Air isn't affluence. That's what I said. I haven't spoken on this show yet. It's a disgrace.
Well, Kenneth, all I can say is we've heard you now. You've made a great impact on the audience. They loved every minute of what you said. But I keep the subject with Clement Freud, who has another point.
Another point?
8 seconds for having my hair done starting now.
Hairdressers now tend to charge 10 shillings or more for cutting my hair, which I think is an outrageous sum, but they demand this, and I pay it.
Well, as Clement Freud was speaking, when the whistle went, it tells us that he has an extra point. And I'll give you the score at the end of that round. Clement Freud is in the lead alongside Derek Nimmo, and one behind is Sheila Hancock, and a little bit behind is Kenneth Williams. In other words, Kenneth has yet to score.
No, don't rub it in.
But they've only got an odd point here and there, Kenneth. You'll come from the back with that charge that you usually give us.
Leap into it.
And, Kenneth, it's your turn to begin.
Oh,
this may be your moment. Kenneth Williams, beautiful thoughts. Oh. Will you try and talk for 60 seconds on that subject starting now?
Beautiful thoughts can, of course, be brought about by beautiful happenings. Or they can be brought about by reading something quite lovely. A line like somewhere in my heart, a late... a late lark singing. That, of course, does inspire a tremendous serenity in one's inner thoughts. And this leads, of course, to repose. And perhaps this is the true goal of all great beauty. And perhaps no one could put it more beautifully than...
Sheila Hancock,
well,
why do you
somebody's
challenge?
Got to stop him. It's so embarrassing, isn't it?
It may be embarrassing, but he's still playing the game. Kenneth Williams has another point. He has 23 seconds for his beautiful thoughts, starting now.
To take, as it were, the chaff and grain together, knowing that a faithful hand will take and sift them, keep what is worth keeping, and with a breath of kindness, blow the
rest away.
Clement
Freud, you've challenged. Why?
Deviation. There's nothing about beautiful thoughts.
I think it's lovely. The audience are loving it. It's a beautiful thoughts, aren't they? Yes. They think these thoughts are beautiful. What they mean, I have no idea, but the audience thinks they're beautiful. So Kenneth Williams has another point, 10 seconds for beautiful thoughts starting now.
And so there in the innermost citadel.
Derek Nimmo, you've challenged. Why?
Repetition, and so there.
And so there doesn't count in this game. A lot of nonsense. We can't challenge for silly things. 8 seconds for beautiful thoughts, Kenneth, starting now.
There where the corruption...
Derek Nimmo's challenged. Why?
Favoritism from the chairman.
Those beautiful thoughts. You shut your round.
No, that's another thing.
Derek wants me to give him another point, so Kenneth has another point, and he has now 6 seconds for beautiful thoughts starting now.
To think of something lovely at one moment can make the next period of time even more lovely. And this is why.
How beautiful those thoughts are, I'm not fit to judge, but they seem to... seem to spark off something which the audience that made me feel I was right to let Kenneth Williams continue. And in doing so, he has jumped into a commanding lead over all the others. I'll leave it at that and we'll press on with Clement Freud. It is your turn to begin. Clement, the subject is manners. Will you try and speak on that subject for 60 seconds, starting now?
Manners is something people say when you belch or make other unseemly noises. It is also the family name of the Dukes of Rutland, for which the word might be more renowned. But many people think that to acquire these, you have to go to a school or possibly an academy of deportment where all sorts of unnatural things are taught one in order that one can go into society and be accepted as someone one is not.
Derek Nemo, you've challenged. Why?
Hesitation. Hesitation.
The end of a sentence.
End of a sentence, a full stop and a definite period, I would say.
Yes.
29 seconds left for manners, Derek Nemo, starting now.
Little Hallam Hall is my favourite manor. It's a beautiful, half-timbered building which stands in...
Kenneth Williams, you've challenged. Why?
Deviation.
Why?
It's manners, isn't it? And it's not manor.
No, but he is talking about one. He said this hall was his favourite manor, so it's one of many. So I think it's perfectly justified in giving Derek a point, leaving the subject with him. 22 seconds left. Manors starting now.
Terribly interesting way that police sergeants, constables, and even inspectors refer to that particular beat as their manor. In fact, within the central London district, I believe there are 9 manors belonging to different branches of the constabulary. This becomes terribly useful when they're fighting their endless wars with hippie population, Hell's Angels and skinheads.
Well, as Derek Nemo was speaking when the whistle went, that means he has another point, and it puts him in the lead alongside Kenneth Williams at the end of that round. Derek Nemo, will you begin the next round? The thing I found in the attic. That is the subject that EMS has chosen for you, and will you begin now?
On the 14th of July, 1959, I first found my thing in the attic. I was totally unsuspecting what I might see that day until a nearby builder happened to arrive and rapped tattered on my door to tell me that something peculiar was awaiting my inspection in the aforementioned part of the house. I rapidly climbed the stairs and opened the door, and sure enough, lurking under a bundle of old clothing, curtains and material, something moved. Something throbbed. A thing squirmed. When the shrouds were pulled back, I saw it for the first time. I thought, oh, my, oh, how terrible, how frightening. And there it was. It had 3 of everything.
Clement Freud, you've challenged. Why?
Repetition. 3 of everything.
A very clever challenge. I award you a bonus point, but Derek Nemo continues with the subject with 1 second, the thing I found in the attic, starting now.
So I got out my notebook.
Derek is now in the lead, a little ahead of Kenneth Williams, Clement Freud following, and then Sheila Hancock. Clement, will you begin the next round? Spare time money-making. A very good subject for you, I'm sure, and will you talk about it 60 seconds starting now?
It is, of course, illegal to make money in your spare time because only the Royal Mint is allowed to produce coinage of this country, and anyone who would do this in their spare time would be flagrantly breaking the law. A different interpretation of the question could also be informed as making money in the...
Derek Nemo, you've challenged.
Hesitation.
Hesitation, yes. You were very quick pressing your buzzer, so you're the first one in, and you gain a point, and there are 37 seconds for spare time money-making starting now.
I once sold liver-cleansing liquid in my spare time, but also in Petticoat Lane. And I had a little bottle which said 100% aqua pura on it, which I sold for 1/6 a bottle. And it wasn't really defrauding the public because, in fact, water is the final liver cleansing rule.
Clement Freud, you've challenged.
Hesitation.
Yes, I'm afraid your stutter gave you a hesitation, which gives Clement the subject back. 21 seconds starting now.
One of the best exponents of this was a friend of mine called Hepplethwaite, who went into Regent's Park and started a game of rounders. He asked everyone who was participating in this to put 4 and 6 pence into a pool, promising to give 12 and 9 pence to whichever player was on the winning side at the end of the 35-minute period when...
What happened to Hepplethwaite, Clement Freud?
The whistle blew.
It was one of those. It shows you how all of it is thought up on the spur of the moment. Clement Freud, you're still 1 point behind Derek Nemo at the end of that round, and that is the situation at the moment. Derek Nemo, will you begin the next round striking a happy medium? That is the subject Will you stalk for 60 seconds if you can, starting now?
Well, of course, I first saw Blind Spirit when I was 17 and a half years old. And in that play, there is a happy medium, one Madame Marcarte. And the curious thing was, towards the end of the first act, I leapt up onto the stage and, grabbing a walking stick in one hand, I smote her roundly across the brow. And she was the most surprised happy medium that I've ever seen. Another definition of the word is the sort of tries to find a sort of equilibrium between two things and one.
Kenneth Williams, why have you challenged?
To a sort of repetition.
Kenneth, you have a point,
yes,
and there
I
are 30 seconds left for striking a happy medium starting now.
This, of course, brings us back to what the Greeks originally propounded, that there was indeed a golden mean for all activities.
Derek Nimmer, you've challenged why?
Hesitation. He's going so slowly these days.
I'm going to let the audience...
He used to be quite chirpy when he was young.
Each... it's very difficult to judge, you know, when you're in this position, on any challenge sometimes, but when they start, and they've all done it in this particular show, got so slowly, you can't judge whether they're hesitating by the slowness. I'll let the audience judge once again. If you consider that Derek Nimmer's challenge was justified and his slowness was tantamount to hesitation, will you please cheer? If you disagree with the challenge, will you please boo? And will you all do it together now? I think it was entirely equal, so,
striking a happy medium, you see.
So, audience. Derek has put it for us, and I will award no points, but leave the subject with Kenneth Williams. 13 seconds left for striking a happy medium, starting now.
Because any kind of excess is to be deplored. People that go about losing their tempers and shouting the odds, it's a disgrace. It won't get us anywhere, will it? No, only by reason and sitting down calmly and working it all out, one after the other.
We're at an interesting stage of play. Kenneth Williams and Derek Nimmer in the lead, and Clement Freud's 1 point behind them, and a little way behind that is Sheila Hancock. Sheila, it is your turn to begin the next round. The subject has been, I'm sure... Anyway, it's a subject that I would have chosen for you, Sheila, beauty. Will you please talk on that subject if you can? 60 seconds, starting now.
Well, if you look at me, you see the antithesis of the word that we're talking about.
Clement Freud, you've challenged. Why?
I wanted that extra point.
All you have done is given...
A deviation.
No, you're too late now. You've made your challenge.
I didn't make it.
Well, even for deviation, I wouldn't have it. Sheila Hancock has another point, and she continues with 57 seconds, beauty starting now.
However, they do say... Bow!
Clement Freud, you challenge.
Hesitation.
It was hesitation, but you were intimidating her, so I won't award any points and leave the subject...
Intimidate.
Sheila, the subject is beauty. Don't be intimidated by the subject. You have every reason to speak out on the subject, and you start now.
Well, Nicholas Parsons has a beautiful nature because he's very...
Clement Freud, challenge.
Deviation.
I disagree entirely. So Sheila Hancock has another point. Beauty. 46 seconds starting now.
And what's more, he has a beautiful face, and so has Kenneth Williams, and so has Derek Nimmer, but Clement Freud has not. Mind you, he has got a beautiful beard. I suppose you'll have to allow him that, but then it's made up for the lack of hair on the top of his head. I have a beautiful nature, and they do say that beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and lots of people, when they behold me, must think I'm not quite as bad as I think I am myself. Beauty is the name of a horse as well, who was black, and I used to read it when I was little, and it was a very beautiful book. And
Clement Freud, you've challenged why?
Repetition. We've really had too many beauties.
Oh, yes.
Well, I'm afraid
that.
We have, but we were loving it. So Clement Freud this time really has a point, and he has 16 seconds for beauty, starting now.
This is something, a word given to explain...
Kenneth Williams. Hesitation. Kenneth, you have a point, and there are 11 seconds for beauty, starting now.
I am beautiful, simply beautiful. I am when a rose sees any
coming for you, challenge.
Oh, my physical charms are so ample. I set Helen of Troy an example.
Right, well, that's all right. You've been challenged. You've been challenged long before you got to Helen of Troy.
Repetition.
But we wanted to hear what Helen...
You're allowed the subject twice. Only
no, do you say beautiful twice?
You said the subject, you great fool.
No, it's beautiful.
Kenneth, quiet, restrain your beauty, please. The subject is beauty. You did say beautiful twice. Clement Freud has another point. There are 9 seconds for beauty with Clement Freud starting now.
If you look at Sheila Hancock, I doubt whether anywhere else will you see a physiognomy made up of so perfect features, two eyes...
As Clement Freud was speaking when the whistle went then, he gets the extra point, which means he has now won in the lead over Derek Nimmo and Kenneth Williams, and Sheila Hancock has caught up a little. Kenneth Williams, will you begin the next round? Charm. Kenneth, charm. 60 seconds starting now.
Well, this is something people can possess, or on the other hand, it can be a thing, and in some rites and certain rituals, these things are hung on people with the idea that by...
Derek Nimmer, you've challenged. Why?
Deviation. The word is charm, not charms.
Yes, but
a charm can be hung on someone, you're
all
great
right.
These things, he said.
He said these
word
things.
Word is singular.
Now listen, I'm going to judge.
You had your manner, didn't you?
You had your manner. You're not showing
you
any of your manners now, either.
Manners.
You can have a single charm, one of many charms. Kenneth has, of course, many, but he's made his point. And he has another point, and he has 47 seconds for charm starting now.
And when I was in Ephesus, they come up to me and they said, you've heard about these rituals? Well, we're going to hang one on you. I said, oh, how dreadful. They said, no, for fortune and good luck will come your way, you see. So I went through all this and they shoved me in this water. Well, of course it was October. I was freezing. Good luck it may have brought me, but I got double pneumonia. I was back in the general hospital.
Clement Freud, why have you challenged?
Repetition.
Of what?
Pneumonia.
You only said pneumonia once.
Yes, but he said double pneumonia.
It's a very clever challenge.
Yeah.
And at this delicate stage of the game, I can't award any bonus points. It's not really correct within the context of the game and the rules. So, Kenneth Williams, I tell you what I will do. I won't charge any points. And therefore, Kenneth continues with the subject. 23 seconds left for charm, starting now.
So still with it hanging round my neck, I went through all the
Derek Nimmer, why do you challenge?
Repetition, still with it hanging round his neck. He said neck before, did you see?
Yes, he did say that once before. So Derek Nimmer takes over the subject. 1 point to him. 19 seconds, Derek, for charm, starting now.
Charm comprised minute.
Kenneth, I must tell you that you shouldn't be so keen about Clement Freud getting in with that challenge, because there's only 1 point separating all three of the men. And this means that Clement has an extra point now, and he's now in the lead, and there are only 17 seconds left for charm with Clement Freud starting now.
Of all the qualities in a human being, charm is the one that I admire most. I've met bad manners. I've met Derek Nimmo. I have...
Derek Nimmo, your challenge. Why?
Deviation, being rude to me. Very nasty.
It can't be deviation in this game. You can be rude to whoever you like. In fact, you incessantly are. And so all I can say is Clement Freud has another point, and there are 9 seconds for charm, Clement, starting now.
And the beautiful manners, which are so...
Derek Nimmo, your challenge.
Second time I said did manners.
Say manners. Yes, you did say manners. So Derek Nimmo has a point, and there are 6 seconds left for charm, Derek, starting now.
Every morning when I get up, you know, I look in the mirror and I say, gosh, you are the most charming, Derek.
Clement Freud, your challenge. Why?
Repetition.
What of?
Every morning.
It's a clever challenge, and in the last round, I don't award any bonus points. I just compliment you on your cleverness. Leave the subject with Derek. No points awarded. Derek Nimmo, 1 point left for charm, starting now.
Bloomers.
Derek Freud got in again.
Hesitation.
There was no hesitation. Oh. Derek Nimmo, you have 1/2 second left for charm, starting now.
Striking happy medium.
The result of all those false starts leaves the final situation in a very interesting stage, because we have come to the end of this particular edition of Just a Minute. Sheila Hancock was in fourth place, but the three men were only 1 point separating him in this order. Kenneth Williams, 1 point behind Derek Nimmo. Derek Nimmo, 1 point behind Clement Freud, this week's winner. that is all we have time for. We do hope that you have enjoyed this particular edition of Just a Minute. Goodbye from us all here. Goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by David Hatch.